Is yours.
Hey, good morning, Paul. It's Tom. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm pretty good. You feeling better today?
Oh, what's going on over there? Oh, yeah, a lot better.
Good.
A lot better. It was rough for a couple days.
Yeah, sinus infections are no fun. I've only had a couple in my life, and they were a pain in the ass.
Oh, God, it was terrible. Even last night, it wasn't too good, but a lot better than it's been, you know?
Yeah, well, that's good. What you guys
What
up to
about
today?
you? Oh, nothing. We're just kicking around. My dad's doing something over there. Messing with a pro Tom. Yeah.
Tommy Gunn?
Tommy Gunn here. I'm
Tommy
gonna let you
Gunn's
talk
here.
to him. Put you on speaker. He's gonna put you on speaker.
All
Here,
right.
Tom.
Tommy Gunn.
Hey, what's going on, KG?
Oh, dude, just another day in paradise.
Very nice.
How's it going over there in the cold country?
Oh, it's going all right. We're definitely bundled up over here. We're expecting single digits again this weekend. Man, I would love 60 degrees right now.
Why don't you get Michael to open up another location down south?
That's not a bad idea. I know that the idea was floated around. This was years ago. I don't think he plans on moving now, but having an office in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Shit, that still gets fucking cold up there, too.
I know. My cousin actually just moved there, and they had snow, a couple weeks ago? He was like, man, I moved out of this Rochester weather to get warmer, and, you know, the first 3 weeks that he was there, they already had snow.
Well, I'll tell you what. Hint, hint, hint. Florida.
That's the place, right?
Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Miami. I tell you what would be a good place is Louisiana.
Louisiana's, you always seem to have nice weather.
We always have good weather here. We have hot, hot, and hotter. Yeah, we have this confused fucking weather that Al Gore just keeps pointing it out.
Oh, man. Yeah, Al Gore, the same guy that invented the Internet, right?
Yeah, that dumbass.
Yeah, Florida's not a bad spot, probably for tax purposes, too, running a business.
I'll tell you what, they got a buttload of dealers in Texas. Let me tell you what happened to one of my vendors that I buy diamonds from, Real Gems. He told me that he used to sell to you guys at one time.
Okay.
Indian guy. I said, hey, Tom, police. I said, what's going on? He said, man, he said, you know, diamond business is not like it used to be. He said, at one time, we used to have, you know, half a dozen or more of certain size diamonds, especially big stones, like 2 carats or so. He said, right now, he says, we're not investing. You know, so I got a couple of diamonds in those sizes. So
really?
He was
wow.
in town. He was in town a week ago, and he asked me, he said, you need anything? I said, I got somebody for a 2-carat oval diamond. He said, okay, I'll bring one with me. So he brought me a GIA diamond, FSI2, with medium fluorescence. All of his fucking diamonds have fluorescence, either medium or strong.
Mm-hmm.
Very seldom you find faint fluorescence.
Yeah.
And the price was $11,800-some, and the one you sent me that I got yesterday was $11,200-some, ISI-2. Your ISI-2 looks prettier to me than the FSI-2. So I called the customer this morning. I said, hey, man, I got a couple of pretty diamonds in. Finally got my shipments in. When do you want to come by? I says, KG, I'm going out of town this weekend. Can I come see you early next week, like Monday or Tuesday in the evening? I said, sure, don't take forever because, you know, diamonds are not something we can hang on to for a long time. So my guy's going to come see me next week. But the point I was trying to make is, like, he called me. That dealer called me and said, KG, have you sold your diamond? I said, no, not yet. You know, I'm waiting for my other diamond to come in so I can have a couple of options. So I said, why? He says, well, we're getting other calls. We just don't keep as many as we used to be in stock. I said, well, too bad, buddy. I got your fucking diamond with me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I could have sent you more than one option, KG, so you don't have to.
Well, I know you did, but I didn't want you to send me anything the time that it was fucking frozen, so packages were going to be stuck in these hubs.
Right.
That's why I got him to send me, since he was coming in town, I said, just bring me one just in case if your packages don't get here in time. But I wasn't going to make the appointment until I was able to get your diamond, too.
Yeah, sure. I understand. Well, just obviously moving forward, if you ever need more options, whatever the case may be, you know, I can take care of you, you know, from
you're my guy,
17,
dude.
Doesn't matter.
But you're my guy, but I always like to have a comparing, you know, I mean, most of the time I get them all from you, but the timing and everything else, it was, I said, well, fuck it, you're coming in town, you don't have to ship it, bring it along with you.
Right, right. Oh, I get it. And another thing,
yeah.
I don't know if I've been trying to remind my jewelers of this over the past few weeks here. You're aware of our trade-up program, right, KG? And how it works?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, we did trade a diamond not long ago, an oval diamond to a cushion cut or a rectangular radiant cut. Remember that?
That
was last year, it was toward the end of the year.
Okay, yeah, so, I mean, again, if there's ever a customer that wants to trade in, you know, let's say this customer wants to trade in the 2-carat oval next year for a 3-carat, whatever the case may be, you can always trade it to us. We'll give you exactly what you paid for it. Literally, a customer of mine last week, they sold a 90-point oval. Listen to this, 90-point oval, I sold them back in 2021, for $3,800. Now, that diamond's like a sub-$2,000 diamond, yeah, legitimately. We took it back in on trade. He needed a 2-carat marquee. We took it back in. We take it on the chin on deals like that. But again, dollar for dollar, one for one. You know, we're honoring it. You know, for life. That's how it goes. So I know there's other vendors out there that play games, or they might have a trade in. You know, if the situation works out perfectly for them, that's not the deal with us.
You know, the trade-out paperwork that comes with the diamonds I get from you guys, I give it to my customers. And look, here's the trade-out paper anytime. And that's why I try to be transparent with my customers. I show them my invoice, and I tell them, this is how much I'm going to add on it. If you don't want me to add that on, go find you another diamond. Like the guy I called you about yesterday about an oval diamond, a carat and a quarter, you told me a price on for about what?
The 20 JS one I have. Mm-hmm.
So it's an insurance job. I told the guy, I said, look, if I sell you the diamond straight up, I want 35%. If I'm going to the insurance company, I have to allow whatever percentage they ask me to. So he showed me a list of diamonds. Lee Michaels over here, one of the big jewelry stores, had quote him a price on a 1-carater, a JSI-1, I think it was. And they were asking $5,900 for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's expensive.
All right. I said, hold on a second. Let me call my guy. So I asked you, told me what, $1,900 for the 1-carater, 1.01, and then we moved up to the 120. It was about $3,000.
Right.
So I said, you hear that? I said, look, and this is not adding any of my commission or, you know, if I'm going to deal with the insurance company, I'm going to show them the invoice my broker sends me. And I'm going to add the allowed percentage that I need to from the insurance company. So there's no game being played.
Right.
He said, well, let me talk to my wife since she wants to do an upgrade. I said, well, you work with Jewelers Mutual, see what they say. I can help you.
Yeah. And again, then he can upgrade with you in the future with our trade up.
Yeah.
And another thing that we just started offering last year, we have the Gemprint ID now and the Light Performance Certificate. Do you know anything about that, KG?
Yeah, you're cutting off while I'm talking to you. I'm going to get you off speakerphone for a second.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
So we offer also, just last year, we just started at the end of the year. I may not have mentioned it to you. We offer the Gemprint ID with the Light Performance Report. Are you aware of that?
No.
You know what? Okay.
But you're still cutting off. You're still cutting off. I'm barely able to make out the sentence you're giving me.
Let me try to call you back.
Okay, call me back.
Okay.